Oh shit, we're just talking about that. Just because you on it.
Just because you ain't on it, don't mean they nothing.
Right, hey, that's a lot about the message.
Live. I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. I'ma keep it live, yo. We gon' keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. Welcome to the Real Live Talk podcast platform, yeah, we on. Different levels than the rest of y'all corn ass motherfuckers acting like y'all better than us. Nah, dawg, we on different. Yeah, we on ripping. Yep, we on never on that whack. Okay, alright.
Hey, that was
something
we was going
out
on. We
were
going super
live. Oh, they don't want it. They don't want it. Yeah.
I'm
going to
bring that back one more time.
Without
no verses, I don't care. I'm just
going to
bring you back one more time.
Without no verses?
You got, yeah,
with
verses or no verses. You
got
to hear it again.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it live to the death. Yep, that's for sure. We going to keep it live to the death. Yep, that's for sure. We going to make them, hey, we. Hate us if you want, go ahead. Hate us if you want. We gon' live it up. We gon' make you, hey, we. Hate us if you want, go ahead. Hate us if you want. We gon' live it up. Live to the death for show. I'ma keep it live. I'ma keep it live.
Damn. I don't know how else to say it.
This is
a live ass track.
It is. And tell me that hook don't tell me that hook don't go well with it, man. Whatever.
I'm always impressed every time I hear it.
Man, that's the dopest. And look how it came about. Real quick, yeah. Yo. First of all, it's your man Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles, the real live host of the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. Wonderful one, son of a real live king and queen. All praise is due to the Most High, the Supreme Being.
First and foremost.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for this opportunity right here. I'm rocking with my live co-host. He's no longer a guest. It's been past guest shit.
Oh, shit. Wait, I need my own flag. I ain't had a co-host flag.
He been a co-host, my bad. This is my first time introducing him.
No, I didn't know
you. Yeah. Matter of fact, y'all.
I will introduce myself as a co-host.
Yeah.
I take that title.
Give it to him.
But, yeah.
Give it to him.
I'm gonna make my own flag for co-host.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see y'all. It's nice to hear y'all.
Yeah.
I can't see y'all, but it's nice to hear y'all. But, yeah.
We gonna be seeing y'all.
Keys.
Yes.
You know what it is.
88 Keys is a musical genius.
Yeah, I'm working on the background music, yeah.
That beat y'all hearing right there is live and exclusive. That's the Sound Song team right there.
Like, if this was a movie, I'd be the second name y'all see. Now that I got that billing.
let me make sure y'all know one thing's clear. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. All the way clear. 88 Keys, Birch Rashawn Poe, Cleveland's own the well-known, Sean Capone.
Yes, sir.
Brethren Fats. Those are co-hosts. Larry Renee, that's a co-host.
Yes.
We put that work in. Brethren Chuno, shout out to Chuno Worldwide.
Yeah.
That's a co-host.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Brethren Apache, Philly Flyer.
Yo, I'm just going to say, I didn't expect to be a co-host because I was always the music. So, like, when you see the credits, you'll see music by 88 Keys. Like, so...
88 Keys.
I'm honored to be the co-host.
And you know what?
I'm absolutely honored.
I'm going to start putting that in the actual credits, in the description.
I was always the music.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I have it. I see, y'all, hey, look, accountability.
I'm absolutely honored to be the co-host.
Keeping all the way real live talk.
Yeah.
I haven't been putting in certain details because repetition is
right
the best.
But that's the role I wanted from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like when he started this, I'm going to put this out here, yo.
Yeah.
He started this saying to me.
Yeah.
I said, I don't even want to be on there. I just want to make the music.
Mm-hmm.
This is real. All I want to do is make the music.
That's what he said.
Like, so,
that's what he said.
I'm honored to be a co-host now. Like,
and he's been one. But this is my first time actually saying it. Yeah. So that helps my man.
My main goal was to just put that music in the background.
And we've been doing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've been, you know, y'all know me. I vibe on, you know, I'll let y'all know. I vibe on the moment. Yeah. So sometimes I just play what I happen to be vibing to. And just go into.
Yeah, that's cool.
But what I be playing.
A few of them too.
What I be playing motivates.
Me.
The team.
Absolutely.
Definitely him.
Yeah, it motivates the producers.
Yeah.
So.
I got in-house stuff, y'all.
Yeah. But in-house. I am absolutely honored to be the co-host because all I set out to do when we started this some years ago, I said, I just want to do the music in the background. Yeah. I literally told him that. All I want to do is the music.
Straight up and down.
So here we are, and I've graduated to co-host.
Yes, indeed.
After just doing the music.
And he been did it. I just haven't gave him his diploma yet. You know what I mean? If you want to be metaphoric about it.
No, I'm serious.
For all the names.
I'm not even joking around. I'm absolutely honored.
For all the names I said. But my man right here, he's saying it. That's this co-host shit here.
That means a lot.
We're a team.
Because I always thought of myself as the mix down on the music producer. That's what I do.
Shout out to the whole little team. We got a team for real, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all the Kenya, you know what I mean? Brethren Day, you know what I mean? Shaka Paul, yeah, we got a team for real, y'all. It's coming around. It's coming together.
Oh, yeah.
But we here with episode 68, season 5, all the way live.
Yeah.
Shout out to the supporters, the listeners, the day ones. Hey, we're going to keep this going. It's a lot of things I keep learning in this podcast situation, but that's neither here nor there. We'll get to it, but shout out to all the ones, city, state to state, all the real live flags. We're hitting with the topic.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll be right back.
No doubt. But yeah, the topic. Matter of fact, before I even get to the topic, once again, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the real live mothers out here. Yes, indeed. We in the times right now where the mother word can be used loosely because there's chicks out here that's just on some other shit and they don't fit that criteria, in my opinion, as a mother. But Happy Mother's Day. All the real live mothers. And my mom, Dukes. What's up? I love you. Hope to see you later on. My children's mothers. What's up? How y'all doing? Happy Mother's Day to you all. But yeah, Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Happy real live salute.
And by the way, my man got the best soap in Cleveland. I just want y'all to know.
The best soap in Cleveland. I don't even know what the hell. I don't know.
You know, I've been fucking with the soap in there.
This guy here.
Best soap in Cleveland.
The best soap in Cleveland.
But no, Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yes, indeed. So, well, you know, we're going to go ahead and get it popping. The topic. Just because you are not doesn't mean. Just because you are not doesn't mean. Dot, dot, dot. Blah, blah, blah. Blase, 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 splee. Shout out to Detroit. Live in.
7 miles, 6 miles.
Yeah, mile, Detroit be like, yeah, Detroit.
Every mile.
Detroit. I learned from Lady Renee. Shout out to Lady Renee. She told me, like, Detroit motherfuckers, they be like, oh, yeah, blase, 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 splee. You know what I mean? Yeah, blase, splee. You know what I mean? So, shout out to
I mean, seriously, it take any turns. Like, just because. Well, we was talking about things, and I was talking about in high school, we was going through the hip-hop thing and everything, but just because you are not popular, and I know this sounds redundant, but just because you are not popular does not mean you are not popular. Here's how I put it. Just because you're not popular in high school does not mean you're not known. Mm. This is what I found out after high school.
That's one angle of it.
It's because I found out that people knew my talents. I'm talking on the producer level. It's people that sought me out after high school that knew what I was doing in high school, but they didn't associate with me in high school because I wasn't in the in crowd, so to say. So, just because I wasn't popular didn't mean that people didn't know who I was, which I found out later. Like, people actually knew my skill set a few years after high school. They're like, oh, you do this, you do that. But nobody ever said anything to me while I was there. Like, so that falls into the category just because, yeah. So I wasn't popular, but just because I wasn't popular didn't mean...
Play some background joints.
Yeah, people knew my skill set, which I was surprised to know that people knew my skill set. Like...
That's funny, right?
It shocked me that people knew what I did. And in a way, I was like kind of mad and happy at the same time. So I was kind of mad that, like, well, you didn't, you know, F with me in high school. You ain't even come around and shit. But then you telling me 2 years after high school, you knew what I did?
Wow.
So like, it was kind of like an anger with slash. All right, let's go situation. And I met up with people from other high schools. People from other high schools knew my talents. Which let me, that's what I'm saying. And I'm not going to name the high school, but you know the high school.
Yeah.
But it's like, damn, when nobody said this to my face, you know what it's like? It's like giving a person flowers when they're dead. And knock on wood, I'm not dead yet. But... I got these flowers after high school, but everybody knew my talents in high school.
Okay.
That's crazy to me. Like, why wouldn't you? Because, you know what separated us? Popularity. And it's funny that popularity separated us in high school to the point that you didn't even get with me. You knew my talent. You knew my skill set, but you didn't mess with me in high school because I wasn't in the clique that you were in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy to me. Like, I went to another high school and befriended people because my high school was being janky. Wow. I had to be friends with people from another high school. How janky is that?
Much respect, brother, when you come to that way, man, which you just spoke on. Because you went a whole different angle.
Oh, I'm
that's
sorry.
Very relevant. No, don't be sorry. Very relevant. It's going to tie in, you know, it's all about the boomerang, the merry-go-round in this whole situation. My whole take on the hub, just because you not, doesn't mean, I'm talking about motherfuckers competing with you. Competition.
Yeah.
We've all had times where we with individuals that are measuring how they move based on you. So you're not in competition with folks that's in your circle, square, triangle, rectangle, whatever your shape is. But that doesn't mean individuals that has that access to you are not in competition with you.
I had to pause because he said something super relevant.
To have access to you.
Exactly.
I've seen this shit.
I want y'all to hear what he's saying. That's why I had to pause the music. I'll get back to the music.
I'm about to break down a few little situations on
you. You said something super relevant and keep it going. That's why I had to pause the music for a second. Go ahead.
I'm the individual. First of all, I'm going to name it on the level right here that kind of fucks with me a little bit, but I'm learning the different levels of how to get around that shit because there's so many different avenues. I'm what you consider shadow banned in the social media pools. The reason I'm shadow banned is because there's an agenda out here developed to block and hold back men like me. Real men. Heterosexual male. Very unapologetic with letting you know I have multiple children's moms. I believe in the whole civilization wasn't built homonogamy. Man that
thinks.
I'm a free thinker. I'm creative with my shit. I don't believe in the whole little situation on so many levels that a lot of people do. So therefore, I'm shadow banned. How that holds it back is I'm actually one of them individuals where if I wasn't shadow banned, folks would love me on social media. Because I have humor, sense of humor. I have a family man. I have a podcast platform that is definitely geared to speaking on matters of the heart and all the way raunchy ass pornographic type of topics. Well, whatever.
Good.
All the shit that y'all.
Hold on, wait. I'm sorry, I got to laugh at it. But
all the shit that y'all gravitate to.
Or the old historian telling y'all the truth.
Yeah. And along with another, I guess I could consider myself a historian. I'm a historian too on that. You know, all the shit that y'all used to, I'm totally against. Whatever the status quo is, I hate it. So I'm shadow banned. How that ties into everything. I parent different. I build different. I loyal different. I'm just one of them individuals that's like, okay, if you have access to me, I'm going to say this shit for everyone who does, especially for the ones that have access to me on a regular basis to where you're actually in my personal peaceful havens. If you have access to me and you know deep down in your fucking core that you're not keeping it all the way live and you always find a excuse or reason to not be your full live itself when it comes to me, not life, me.
Personally. Well, you just said status quo.
Fuck y'all.
I do want to comment on that because the status quo is a practice hope. I'm just going to tell y'all that. So if you believe in the status quo, you probably got had.
You got had.
They probably spent your money on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Status quo is a practice hope. And with that, I digress. I'm just going to tell you all that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But if you have access to me, and you don't give me a little bit of representation that you understand how to reciprocate having access to a me, then here's what I'm going to do. Unapologetically, I'm going to show you exactly who the fuck I've been, I am, and who will continue to be. You can measure me by this, this, and that. You can do whatever the hell that makes you comfortable in your fucking skin. Shit like this. See?
Yeah, what? I'm coming. Well, here, I'm coming for y'all.
Here's where it circles right here. You have individuals that's in competition with you. Me and my brethren.
They don't need to be in competition, though. That's the thing.
We believe in the iron sharpens iron concept of life.
Why are you in competition with me?
Why? With somebody you want to eat with.
Yeah.
Build legacies with.
Like, who cares who brought the best dish to the potluck? If you care about
long
that,
as the
you're not real.
Long as
the best thing to Thanksgiving.
Long day. As the potato salad wasn't dry.
Hey, right. Hey there. Who cares who made the potato salad?
Long as it ain't dry. You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Come on now.
What we fighting over?
Your ribs are better than mine. Your brisket is better than mine.
I don't care what's better. All I care is that everybody eat, get fed, and have a good time.
Exactly. Just because I'm not in competition with folks, don't mean they ain't in competition with me.
And this all came about because actually we was talking about beats.
Mm.
And it comes to this.
Tell
you can hear this beat in the background. But at one point,
give them one more notch on volume.
Yeah, I want y'all to hear that. Yeah. At one point, I started doubting myself on beats, and he basically, Live Time Handles basically gave me the same speech of, hey, it don't matter what you brought to the cookout, if people eat it, then it's good. And I had to come to grips with that because I was trying to compete with other people, but I wasn't even trying to compete. I was just trying to make good stuff, but what I found out is people hate on you when you make good things. Like, people make you feel inferior. Like, oh, that's not good. And it took my man to be like, no, it's good. Like, yeah, just because you brought baked beans don't mean it's good to ribs. So
your baked beans go good with them ribs. Yeah, they're all right. Good.
So it's a lot of people that...
My man right here...
He tried to make you feel inferior on some shit. And my man had to tell me, like, hey, you brought what you brought to the table. And don't be ashamed of it or this.
When it comes to these beats, my man bringing multiple dishes.
Yeah.
He got some brisket. He got some ribs. Yeah. He got some smoked chicken. He got some pork. He got some mac and cheese. He got some green beans. He got some greens. He got some peach cobbler.
Well, sometimes you just need one person to say, hey, the ribs are good. You need just one person to say that sometimes.
And I ain't even trying to big up my people just because.
Sometimes you just need one just person to say, hey,
part of the same team, we straight shooters over here.
Yeah.
We are biggest critics.
Yeah. Look, I'm a man.
He has multiple dishes, y'all.
He has to get me out of my own head, for real.
And that's vice versa.
This is why I fuck with him. This is why I love him, because sometimes he got to get me out of my own head.
Vice versa, y'all.
Like, sometimes he got to be like, you overthinking it.
How many times I told you?
How
many times I told you I'm going to quit this podcast and shit?
Vice versa. Because, like, he wanted to give up over there. So I'm like, no, you got a good platform going.
Yeah.
Like, and that's coming from a dude that only wanted to play music. I never wanted to talk. I didn't want nobody to hear my voice. So coming from a dude that I didn't even want nobody to hear my voice, I'm like, no, don't give up now. Like, nah, we going to keep going. But vice versa, he did the same for me, where I just be in my head about music. And he's like, no, that's good. It's not, it's unconventional. It's not what they're doing, but that doesn't mean it's good. And I say the same to y'all. This podcast might be unconventional. That don't mean it's not good.
Hmm.
It's great.
Just because it's rare?
It's rare. And so
that's why
I had to remind him of that. He said to remind me that.
Shout out to my day ones. Beautiful one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because you get caught up in what's going on. Not the same as everything that's going on. Well, it's not supposed to be the same. I'm here to let y'all know that. Everything's not supposed to be the same.
It's not.
If everything was the same, we would live in total boredom.
We'd be all kind of lame.
No, we would just live in total boredom.
Total boredom. Total. Like,
this is why we seek out different things.
Yep. And what makes it all the way... What makes it all the way relevant to this whole situation and topic right now? You're going to have individuals that evaluate and look at your life because they have access to you. And some are going to either be an intricate part of your growth, and y'all build a real live team and legacy, and some life-changing generational difference-making shit. Or you're going to have individuals that are basing their moves on what you're doing.
Yeah.
I've had individuals, they don't realize. Exactly. This podcasting for me is an extension of my mental health therapy and my grief therapy. This is an extension of it. I no longer go through that, but I don't need it no more.
No.
I use it exactly what I am.
But
because I'm all the way transparent with mine.
If you're not with me, then you're against me. But it's not that simple. But it is that simple.
give him some more of your catalog.
Yeah.
Give him some more.
It's not that simple, but it is that simple.
Give him some more.
Because if you're not with me, you can't
against give,
me.
Give him, matter of fact, the one joint.
I don't even know
what that
is. We'll find it, y'all.
I know if I see it. I can't interrupt. It'll disrupt the podcast if I fucking go look for it.
I'm going to just give y'all,
do whatever you got.
Yeah,
because this is key to the shit. Yeah, we got catalogs.
Yeah, we had a whole catalog.
Shit like this. Come on now.
Oh, this ain't even the beat. I forgot. These drug dealer rollies is my TikTok
intruder. Insecure bitches get lit. Yeah. All right.
Actually, I'm going to take his voice
off. Yeah, don't. Just turn it down.
We're
going to talk over him. We're going to talk over it. Turn it down.
So, this is what I want y'all to hear right here. Because I bare my soul for this game.
Mm.
I want y'all to hear this. I bare my soul.
I buried my soul.
I did. I buried my soul for this shit, and I want y'all to understand. People shit on me.
About this beat.
And I bring y'all shit like this. Somebody else bring y'all shit like this, you don't shit on them.
Especially if it's somebody that's a name.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, high profile. Nobody shits on this beat.
But that ties into what I always be saying. People only, we are the society right now where people only follow and like and dick ride what?
The microwave society.
Yeah.
You put it on 30 seconds and expect the best. That don't make good chicken nuggets.
It doesn't. An air fryer does.
Yeah, right. You got those soggy nuggets. You put that shit on.
Soggy nuggets.
Yeah. Y'all microwave society people, y'all need to listen up.
Turn down.
Hear what I say.
Turn down one more.
Microwave don't make a good wave.
Turn down one more time.
And that's just a freestyle to let you know you're not living the right lifestyle.
Go ahead, real wild.
No, I'm done. But that was just to let y'all know. This microwave society on serious note, it's not real.
It's not.
Y'all doing this.
Y'all sitting here.
Look, I had to do that. Because y'all throw shit.
What y'all are doing?
Y'all throw y'all life in the microwave for a minute and a half and think everything's supposed to come out good.
Wow.
And it come out soggy. It don't come out cooked. It's half done.
That's why I'm over here. I'm with look.
The microwave society has got to go.
We got to
go back to a time where it took time to get shit done. Well, right now is at a premium.
Well, look, it's funny you said that because the real life on some real life shit.
Holy shit. Fuck
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. No, I say fuck.
This is some of your
people,
older stuff.
But I'm like, man, listen. I don't even get credit for this. I ain't about to be the mad rapper though. But we about to continue on with why we live in a microwave society. But I'm just letting y'all know. Come on, man.
The microwave society.
I don't even have a trumpet to blow my own horn.
The microwave society is what causes these secret competitions with one another. Just because.
It's not even a secret no more. People trying to cash in now.
Look at this whole the beef situation.
The beef situation. Everybody trying to cash in now. It's not even a secret no more.
Nope. It ain't no secret.
Look, are you crazy?
You got your eyes open. You can peep it. Sometimes
the
you
game
got
is relevant again.
Get
out
Sometimes
of
you got the motherfucking peep it.
No. I get it though. I mean, I get it trying to cash in on the cash cow.
Yeah.
But don't show up from Nebraska trying to dog somebody from New York.
Ooh.
You don't know this person. You don't know that man. You don't know what he got about. Don't try to cash in.
If you ain't in charge of the girls, cut it out.
Yes. And there you go. If you ain't in charge of the girls.
If you ain't in charge of the girls, cut
it. You don't know this person.
Out.
You just go try to cash in real quick.
Yes.
Come on. That's like me being from like Atlanta talking about I'm about to diss Ty Handles. Like, I'm coming for you, Ty Handles. Like, what the hell we beefing over?
Well, some of these folks have tried
to
come.
They're trying to get cash right now.
Some of these folks, you know, like I said, one thing with my shit, just because I'm able to admit the podcasting is an extension of my therapy, I have folks that hear that. Come for me immediately. They like we're jealous because I'm able to express it. And I'm just getting started, y'all.
Man.
How is somebody that is 5 seasons deep, only been podcasting 4 years, just getting started?
Man.
But you know why? And I had to peep out, which made me respect the whole protocol shit. I'm not in competition with nobody that's a successful podcaster. I use what I'm seeing from them as help aids, not as I'm gonna start hating.
I don't know.
Be like, this because I'm not podcasting the way they are and they ain't doing the way I am.
We don't hate.
I created my own lane of podcasting.
How many years expressing. You said how is it, somebody
4 years.
4 years.
Five seasons.
How is it? because somebody that's been making beats for 25 years don't have no recognition in Cleveland. But y'all hear it on the podcast for yourself. Mm. Not even to my own horn. Some of the hardest beats you might have ever heard.
Give him another one. So, give him another one.
But that's
give
what another I'm saying. One. I'm not hating.
Give me another.
I'm just saying.
Give me the microphone.
To your point. You could do random. But to your point, how is it that nobody knows?
Because they don't want.
Ha! There you go. That's it.
We
right
have...
answer. Ding, ding, ding. So, Alex Trebek just gave him $500.
And the double. And the Daily Double.
Daily Double. That's the right answer. Because nobody wants to know. There you go. Right answer.
When y'all hear Cleveland, y'all want to immediately say the rappers and the artists that Cleveland is known for. Y'all don't realize Cleveland has some shit that make you be like, what the fuck?
No, we got a lot of shit.
They exist? I'm one of them.
No,
one.
He exists?
Yeah, we exist? Yeah, I'm one.
Smoke this if we out here. You ever listen to this podcast, folks? This is we out here. Come holler.
And I know how to fucking just keep on blowing them up. I got you. Yeah. That's why YouTube is important.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go at it.
No, we out here, though. But like you said, how is it you did this?
Everything's about hashtags. Everything's about hashtags.
Yeah.
You got to learn the new system of getting through the algorithms. Because if I'm shadow banned, that means my brethren's are.
Right.
That means, you know what I mean? With the exception of Alaya Renee. She already put her shit out. Matter of fact, check her out. Give me that. Alaya Renee, give me that. Check out her shit. But if I'm shadow banned, you know what I mean? Because they're going to associate shit. But I know how to fucking change it up to where they can't group us together. Make sense?
A lot.
I got a beautiful one who's multi-talented in all sorts of shit.
He did it, y'all.
On the technical side.
He know he did.
Beautiful one got many degrees. You know what I mean? She put her work in.
He do it every time.
You know what I mean? He's like, I got a BB special. Talented in what she does. I'm like, I just have people. Masters of what they do. Barbers, beauticians, makeup artists, painters, floor, carpentry, plumbing.
He said he had a beautiful one, so you know what he did. He do it all the time, man. He inadvertently do this shit. He said he had a beautiful one.
So I do. I've been had one.
we about to go there.
A beautiful one is one of the people I've known for a long damn time. You know what I mean? That has watched the evolution.
Song right there.
Look, watch the evolution. It's her theme song.
You did this. I didn't do this.
You did this.
You said beautiful. You know I was going to go there.
Yeah, I didn't know, but yeah, I'm here now. You know what I mean?
That's a beautiful one, y'all. How you doing? I'm going to go with the beautiful one.
Rest in power to Prince.
Yes, rest in power to my dude, man. Most talented motherfuckers that was out there.
One of the most. You know what I mean? This on here especially, he was on this one. You can tell.
But it's the beautiful one.
He was sitting there like, he was sitting there like, man, look.
The beautiful ones. The beautiful ones make you lose your mind. Mm-hmm. So, people that don't pay attention to lyrics, pay attention to that. The beautiful ones make you lose your mind. I want y'all young bucks to pay attention to that.
Young bucks.
It's a message.
It turned up a couple of notches. So you understand.
The beautiful ones make you lose your mind.
Listen. You ain't gonna want to earn.
Shout out to Junior.
The beautiful one.
Because Junior understands music like this. Even though he don't do right by it.
All right. Yeah.
But he don't do right by it. But Junior understands.
What Prince just said. The beautiful ones.
They hurt you every time. That's why I want y'all to have
like that. What? Yeah, they hurt one. You every damn yeah. time?
It's the beautiful ones.
You want to know what's funny, y'all? But that shit, it ties into some shit.
Yeah.
To this podcast topic right now. Prince was right on that.
Absolutely right. And I'm going to talk to this beat when they I tell you all why Prince was right.
They hurt you every time. But,
they do.
Competition,
only if you let them.
Competition is only accepted if you know that you win competition with a motherfucker. Hit them.
You already know that you in competition.
Yes.
So your
when somebody sneak competition,
be the best one and make sure that they wishing for you to come back every time. You need to be on a mind, not a mime. Don't do fake poses for these hoes. Lord
get
knows. Yeah, you get exposed. But that's spoken word though.
Yep.
You ain't heard though. We the realest.
Yo, you know what's funny real quick? Because of my freestyle ability.
I'm just telling you.
Individuals like Sha Capone, 88 Keys, even Larry like.
I don't have no freestyle ability.
They hear
out that conversation.
They hear I take off, and they be like, oh, it can't be done.
It can't be.
With our own.
All right, okay, I'll give you that one. You done made me come up with a few freestyles.
With our own. Is doing this shit in his sleep. It don't matter. I don't need no motherfucking motivation. I'm my own motivation on that. Cause when I hear beats,
own motivation.
But when I hear some shit, make me go different. You know what I mean? That's just how I be. I don't have to be in competition with nobody.
Shout out to RJ Payne. I think I did it better.
No, P.A. Dre.
P.A. Dre.
But he
ain't really R.J. Payne, his life is a movie.
Yeah, but P.A. Dre was the producer.
Yeah. With Jazzy Jeff on there.
Yep. Shout out to those.
I love Jazzy Jeff, by the way. One of my idols.
Brethren wasn't trying to be in competition.
Yeah.
He came with this shit without even knowing that.
No, we just had to come up on the same sample.
Yep. It's a sample.
Same sample.
No idea is original. Nah, it's an alchemist. You know what I mean?
But we're about to go here. That's Jeff, you out there listening? Pick this one up.
Jazzy Jeff, B.A. Dre, yeah. R.J. Payne. Shout out to the whole Philly movement, you know, for real. Dark Low.
Yeah, we love Philly because the Browns ain't got a playoff.
unless it be that one time of year shit. We play
that one time
the NFC
year.
East or. NFC West.
We don't like the Sixers. We love the Eagles.
Yeah. But we
shout out to Philly, though. Nice city. I've been there more than a few times.
That's one of my favorite. That actually is my favorite city.
I've been there more than a few times. I like it. I like the vibe.
I'm from the land.
We from Cleveland. We not haters. That's a funny thing. We don't hate. Everybody else do. That's a funny thing.
Cleveland hate on each other.
Yeah, actually, we hate on each other more than we hate on other cities. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, that's
like,
the problem.
We're going to have a good time in Philly. We'll have a good time in Baltimore, Cincinnati, anywhere else. We don't
York,
have a good time in Cleveland.
LA, Atlanta, all
yeah,
that shit.
We don't have a good time in Cleveland. I need y'all to stop that, man.
Texas, all
Never
that shit.
Said Cleveland, man. Cleveland's a nice spot. People come to Cleveland and actually enjoy being in Cleveland.
Yep.
Stop acting like it's the worst place to be. It's not.
Because for individuals that don't like to be,
it's not
in the worst kind of situation, if I'm still here, it's all the way okay.
First of all, Cleveland is a hub. People are going to come here to change their lives and get new jobs.
You know what I'm saying, though?
That's why everybody is connected to Cleveland. And so you go to St. Louis and somebody here in St. Louis is like, oh, I lived in Cleveland for 5 years. It's a hub. So stop hating on your own city, people, please. That's all I'm asking. Nobody hate on their own city. Okay, so South Bronx and Queensbridge had some beef. But
That's different.
That's different. we handle our own city. Like we got beef between South Euclid and the actual Euclid. We got beef between Kinsman and Superior. Yeah. We got, come on, man.
Oh no, Kinsman and Miles. City.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it Superior and St. Clair have
Miles
beef.
Miles to Superior, Kinsman to Euclid, declare to the Union.
Man,
we got beef on all that shit. Like, come on, man. And we talking about what would take? We talking about a 15-minute ride.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about New York. This shit, though, them suburbs separated by 30, 40 minutes.
Think of the rivalry.
We talking about a 15-minute ride from Miles to Superior, Kinsman to Euclid, declared to the Union. All that shit is down. You can hit that shit from 79, 105, 131st.
Man.
Stop it, y'all.
Here you going there.
Let's pull it together. Stop it, y'all.
Well, we about to go ahead and shut this shit down, y'all. We just want to... our apologies if we went off topic. But it all ties in. Competition. Just because you ain't in competition with somebody, don't mean they ain't in competition with you.
Yes.
That's the whole gist. And the whole bring it all the way together.
Well, and I say this before we say
what kind of rare ass birds? Anyway.
No, I was like looking like it's a red-headed warbler. But no. I'm like, what the fuck is that? No, but like, no. In all seriousness, though, like, what you say with that is like, the whole thing came about because I'm in competition even though I don't know it. Like, so we was actually making music and
talking about the podcast.
And the podcast and the music, and I would like to think that I'm not in competition, but somehow I actually am. And this is real.
It's healthy, yo.
The competition I'm in my mind, is healthy. But like you're saying, other people, it's not so healthy. Like, other people are out too. They want to see you fall down. You know, they want to see you not do well. But in my competition with other, like, the whole thing we was talking about, like, music, and I'm like, dude, I idolize these producers, that's a strong word, but, like,
I respect
these producers that, like, I hear, and, like, I'm not out to hate on them or be like, oh, they garbage, and I'm not out to imitate what they do, but they give me inspiration. Now, some way in Cleveland, it's hard to admit people give you inspiration. I don't know why that is in Cleveland, but people can do it in Orange Mound.
Only in New York, Cleveland individuals.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how the whole thing. I'm just trying to tell you how we came about this conversation because people.
The late Pimp C told me.
Yeah, they don't respect what each other doing in Cleveland.
Hey, look, I had the blessing.
And that has to stop.
I had the blessing of being on a three-way call over the phone, and Pimp C said, hey, you want to know what Cleveland problem is? Cleveland don't support Cleveland.
No, they don't.
We in Texas. Like, we support Texas.
Texas,
When they in New Atlanta, York, they support New York. Atlanta.
And when they in Minnesota, they support Minnesota. And this is going to make y'all mad, but we are a bandwagon city.
Yeah.
Stop being a bandwagon city. Stop jumping on the latest trend. Embrace what you do. And that's what I had to learn. The whole point is, I had to learn what I was doing was, yes, unconventional and a little different, but it's not bad. By any means, it's not bad. Now I'm starting to learn that it's the shit. And this is what I'm here to tell y'all. I'm starting to learn, hey, I got something here. But we have to believe in each other in Cleveland. And what we do is we just support other cities instead of us.
Because we want to always attach ourselves.
I don't understand why everybody is so behind Atlanta when you live in Cleveland. You're fucking 300 miles away. I don't know why everybody.
So behind Memphis. So behind Houston.
Yeah.
Cleveland. So behind this.
Yeah.
Man, look.
Like, those cities ain't behind Cleveland like that. So why y'all support them like that? I'm not saying no hating stuff.
And we are the tools.
Support the city that you're in, then you can support somebody else.
And we are the tools, not to interrupt my brother, nothing.
No.
We are the tools to make y'all other cities and states respect the fuck out of us.
make y'all relevant.
Because y'all have artists that want what we got.
And I ain't saying this podcast, but if it's not for social media and this whole platform, some of y'all people are not even relevant. That's why I say make y'all relevant.
Yeah.
It's not this particular podcast, but y'all not relevant if it ain't for social media and stuff like that. So stop hating.
Stop.
Cleveland, please stop hating. That's all I ask y'all. Like, man, we need to support each other. We don't have nobody's back in Cleveland.
In the whole life, shit. We need to support each other in life.
Life, period. In life. Black people.
Definitely, yeah. Let's go there first.
Yes.
Black people always find a way to not fucking support black.
I didn't
want to
go there, but hey.
Black people always find a way to not support black. And it'd be some petty ass shit. No, but it is relevant shit, but it'd be petty.
No, it's, yeah.
It'd be relevant. It'd be legit, but it'd be petty. Like, cut it out.
Well, a lot of people lost their ways.
With me?
Because I noticed that everybody in the NBA that's a junior is light skinned. Now we'll get to that another day.
That's a whole other shit.
But I'm just saying, like, don't lose your way.
Don't
lose your way.
Hey, yo, hey, we signing off.
Yeah.
On live tie handles.
Don't lose your way.
My man about to play some newer stuff. Play some newer shit. And then just hit. When they get to. Play some of your newer stuff on these young hookers.
Just the beat or the lyrics?
Do whatever the hell you want. Just show me your evolution.
My evolution. Like I say, now this is my beat. Beat the lyrics though on that beat.
My mind like George Lucas. I think like Stanley Kubrick. House full of eucalyptus, that boy straight mucus. So let's get straight to it. My chains is humongous, permanent blame my tooth is. Yeah, I'm a strange human. This insane jewelry collection, it take a week to shoot it. Record an album with Mercedes, let GQ.
Matter of fact, let's do it without the lyrics. Let's run it back without the lyrics, just to show y'all what I'm capable of.
Your nose is bleeding. Be sucker free if you know how to be. Yeah. You gonna be in competition with somebody? Be in competition with yourself. Know why? Better results. Straight up and down. It sounds crazy, but better results. To compete with a better, you know what I mean? Be a better person of yourself. Live out.